This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
More stimulating conversation radio. Good stuff to listen to. Engage your head in our discussions. I saw an ad today for a company called Third Love. They're allowing their the patrons to try a bra free for 30 days. Is that unheard of?
Yes. Well, I mean, if you buy a bra in a store, you can return it.
Yeah, and not from
what do they do with
company.
It, though? It's got your perspiration and stuff on it.
Well, so, wash it, or they get rid of it. Maybe they donate it. I mean, we worked with a company that sold sheets, and it's not like they resold the sheets.
Right,
they
too.
Donated them.
Yeah.
Good pull,
that's
Jen. That's true.
So I was trying to find something scurrilous, and there's nothing scurrilous there.
No.
These
bra companies online, I mean, they promise a great fit, but you don't really know because you can't try it in the store. So I get it. I think it's great they have a good policy like that.
I think it's hard to buy things like that, like shoes. I have really bad flat feet, and I can't buy a shoe without actually trying it on. But a lot of people buy shoes online, buy all kinds of things online. You have it shipped to you, and you try it on, you don't like it.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, shoes are one of the only things I can buy online because my foot is really consistently the same size. But, like, if you're a woman trying to buy pants online, I have no idea how people do that. Because for me, every store, even if it's the same size, every pair of pants is different.
Yeah, unless it's leggings. That's the only thing I can buy online.
I had started to use a thing called Stitch Fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they would
Stitch
send
Fits.
You
fit, yeah, fit, I used fit, it fit. For a little while. I got rid of it recently.
They ship stuff to me, and I looked on. I didn't like it. Didn't fit. It was a kind of waste of time. And you got to bring it back to the place.
There's so many of those companies now that do that.
Yeah, a lot of them. All right, here's an interesting new idea for a company that has begun to take root in Las Vegas, of all places. This particular...
Oh, you mean home of where the shooting never happened?
Okay. Yeah, right. Who says
it? Weird how that went away.
Oh.
It's weird how that shooting just went away, isn't it?
You mean
how
the story follow-up and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's talking about
I feel
it.
That way about Houston, too. Mm-hmm. I feel bad because that's going to be a recovery for a long time, too. So it's...
The cycle of news and the way people are addicted to things that are covering in our attention span is really, I don't know if dangerous is the right word. I don't know what the word for it is. It's kind of insulting in a manner of speaking because we get all worked up about stuff like it was some kind of entertainment. Oh, listen, today's big story is breaking news. Well, breaking news in Las Vegas, the company that has begun to visit funeral parlors, they leave a brochure. As a matter of fact, there are lots of brochures in all the funeral parlors in Las Vegas for a company that promises options in your time of need. Southern Nevada Donor Services offering grieving families a way to pay for their funeral, including free cremation. All you got to do is sign ahead of time a donation card to leave one's body to advanced medical studies. So there's this warehouse in Las Vegas, the outskirts of Las Vegas, and these people, they started, excuse me, in 2015, there was a complaint about some of the smell outside of this warehouse. If you look back at some of the police reports, there were questions about activity in the courtyard. Health inspectors found a man in scrubs holding a garden hose, thawing frozen human torsos outside this place. And so the apparently this was, I don't know that they even got permits to do this. They just became body brokers. That's really what this is. The body broker. It's like a bad movie. They acquire dead bodies from funeral homes. They dissect them. They sell off parts to medical researchers and training organizations, hospitals, universities. And the torso that they saw on this gurney was being prepared for that work. So what you probably didn't know is that every year in our country, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who donate their bodies in the belief that they're contributing to science. In fact, what the real story is they're contributing to their bodies being traded as raw material in a market that isn't really regulated at all. Non-transplant tissue banks, they're called. Non-transplant tissue banks. They are not organ transplantation or tissue transplantation industry relatives. The government regulates them closely, but somehow this is under the whatever reality there is, whatever regulation there is, selling hearts and kidneys and tendons and stuff for transplant is not legal, but there's no law that governs the sale of a whole body. So that's what they do. They buy the whole body, they'll pay you for the body, and then they'll take what they want and they cremate the rest and they give you the ashes back after they've taken what they wanted. How do you like that for ghoulish pre-Halloween? Are we silly? I mean, is that done elsewhere? If you're dead, you're dead. What the hell difference does it make? I suppose that's right. The other way of looking at it. What do you care? If you can get money from some of these people and they use your cadaver for whatever it is, your family doesn't have any money and you want to be sent off in style or in some respectful way. So would you sign up for this, Jennifer? Sign it. You're signing with a body broker. Basically,
I don't know.
It is.
It's no, and I don't know. I mean, I understand why people would do it, but I don't think that I would do it. How's that?
Is it moral? the morality of it, the ethics of it, and there's a lot of spiritual discussion.
Yeah,
obviously.
I think that's what it does it for me, probably.
Yeah, but if you're in hospice, like you know, there are people that are going to hospice. We were just talking about that off the air. If you don't have any money, then this is an opportunity. And apparently you can sign up for it after the person dies. So let's say your mother dies and you don't tell her that you're going to give her body. As soon as her heart stops beating, you sign on the dotted line, okay, you can have my mom, give me $10,000. This is how this... and what they've tried to do in the past, as far as medical education is concerned, Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell will tell you this, to be trained, they have to operate on cadavers. And people, I remember when my mother died, we gave her body, we just gave it to the researchers at, I forget what hospital it was, one of the Boston hospitals. And they, you know, that's why I've told you, they showed me and my sister's piece of her lung looked like a burnt sponge. And so that's
so sad.
Yeah, but that's, you know, they then took the rest of her body and did whatever they did with it, and, you know, we buried the pieces in a plot down at the end of the street here. But it's not you. That's the thing. You get right down to brass tacks, it's a commodity. What's the difference between that and buying a steak at a restaurant? It's a commodity. It's not yours. You're not there. Your body is just so much ashes and dust and dirt. Mm-hmm. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Your spirit, your soul, your life is gone.
Well, that depends on your religious points of view, though, too. Because
yes.
If you're Jewish, you know, you're...
It would never touch you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You would never get a Jewish person to do this.
Yeah,
or
and you can't
Muslim
even,
because they have the same beliefs.
Yeah, and if you're devout in either of those religions, you know, you don't even get a tattoo because it harms, you know, it's defacing the
right.
body the way that it was meant
to
be.
That's very interesting. When's the last time you saw a Jewish person with a tattoo?
I mean, I have, like, not Jewish light really. Friends, you know, who have
Jewish
tattoos.
Light?
Yeah. But,
Jewish light.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I do, too.
Yeah.
They're
but if you're right.
They're ethnic Jews. They're not religious Jews.
Yes, exactly. Same, but, you know, but that's the whole point of why the Nazis tattooed all the Jews. It was because that was an extra...
Right, you don't want to... Yeah, right.
I don't really know the word I could use that would be radio safe.
it's kind of medically, or I don't know, ethically critical to think about these things. I think it's fascinating. Rich McFadden, to whom we refer, and most people have been listening to this program for a long time, an important part of the program, used to talk on the air all the time about why you don't want to sign off on somebody else pulling the plug.
Yeah, because they look at you like a business opportunity.
Well, yeah. The people in the hospital, they want those organs, man. They want to
use
them.
Do they... Well, so what Rich is saying is that if you're an organ donor, which I am, it's on my license.
So am I.
So it just means that they're just going to come in and go, well, she's teetering on the edge, but we really need a lung. Yeah.
Right.
That's about right.
Right.
That's exactly where. So, and I have on my license it says organ donor. And if they but again, what you have to do, and this is what's sticky about this, you got to make sure, or somehow or other you make it clear, I don't know what the legalese is, but you got to make sure I'm dead before you take whatever it is that you want. But
that's always a good rule, by the way.
but there are those who say that if you're going to give the organ, and it looks like you're going, the organ's going to be much better if you take it out while the body is still alive. Take the stuff, you know, whatever you need, while there's still blood flowing through it. That really is ghoulish, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right.
For a guy who can't even watch, like, a children's movie about, like, Halloween...
Yeah.
You have no problem talking about lots of gory stuff.
Well, but I think an issue. I'm happy to have given my body if it's going to be of value to somebody, because I don't think there's anything left there. That happens to be my spiritual belief is as soon as you take that last breath, that energy that Einstein talks about gets transferred into another world, into another realm. And so why not use it for something worthwhile? That's what... everybody's different. Help yourself. A couple of people... Well, no, I don't want to do that right now because I need to tell you a story about ZipRecruiter. This is a segue serenade. And there's no great way to get from talking about what happens to your body after you die. I bet you people look into that because there are folks who don't have... In some cases, you can easily spend 10, 12, 14 grand for a funeral and it isn't even that special. It really isn't, but, you know, if you want to have it, it's kind of a racket, and they've got the state laws, and most states don't let you bury. My friend, I'm going off on a tangent here for a second. When Edgar died, those of you who listened to me for a long time knew Edgar was one of my best friends. He ran my farm for 14 years, and he died in his sleep 5 years ago. And the only reason... That the community or the government was involved because Georgette, his wife, couldn't get to me because I was on the air when he died. So she called, you know, to talk to the, she called the police. But if the police hadn't been called, we would have told nobody, and we would have taken his remains and buried him across the street with his dog. And we talked about that. I wasn't planning for him to die because he was fine. He seemed to be fine, but one day he's here, the next day he's gone. But I wouldn't have gone through all that red tape and stuff. Just, you know, go over and there's a place that we bury some of the animals, the cows, the dogs on the farm, and he'd have been fine with that. Dig a hole, bury him. End of story. We're so convinced that the government has to be into our lives, the government this and the government that. Why? Why is the government, if you're dead, why should the government care? They want to take your money from you. And exit taxes, that I call them, but it is. Those are exit taxes, aren't they? The death tax, whatever you want to call it.
They get you when they're living. You're living, and they get you when you die.
Yeah, when you're dead. All right, so much for that commercial, which I didn't do. 21 after the hour here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Singers come up with ideas for songs. This is Garth Brooks, who has reached the top 10 on Billboard's country airplay chart for the 35th time, Jennifer. First time in almost 10 years. The song is called Ask Me How I Know. It went from number 12 to number 10. So it's in the top 10 now in this past week. Second single from his Gunslinger set from last year, following the number 15 peaking Baby Let's Lay Down and Dance. Is that what that was? We were playing, right?
We're still playing.
Is it? Want to crank it up? Doesn't sound like country tune at all, does it?
I'm hearing Michael Jackson's Black or White.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right, so far, this Gunslinger set has sold 126,000 copies, adding to his standing as the top-selling album artist since Nielsen began tracking sales in 91. He sold 71 million albums since then.
That's amazing.
Beatles follow with 68 million. Metallica ranks third. Who would have thought that? With 58 million. Garth Brooks scores his first country airplay top 10 since More Than a Memory, the only song ever to debut at the top of the chart. Memory soared in at number 1 September 15, 2007. His 18th leader was 14 more weeks in the top 10. He also joins 10 other acts in notching country airplay top 10s in the 90s. And since then, the others are Kenny Chesney, Sarah Evans, Vince Gill, Faith Hill, Alan Jackson, Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley, George Strait, and Clay Walker. So it's quite a good group to be in.
Mm, I like that.
Seems to be a pretty good group. All right, let's keep moving here in terms of activity and musical focus, because that's what we do with this portion of every hour, focused on some of the traditional musicians and new ones. Here's Niall Horan, who's come into our sort of purview twice, I think, in the last week or so, right? About 10 days?
Yeah, he was featured on New Music Monday. Yeah. With his song, his duet with Maren Morris, which is playing right now, Seeing Blind. And, yeah, he's kind of creeping his way into the country world.
Uh-huh. Debut solo album Flicker, likely on its way to debuting at number one on next week's Billboard chart, was announced that he will bring his new music to life on stage at the CMA, the Country Music Association Awards, November the 8th. Maren Morris will be joining him for a song together called Seeing Blind. Apparently she's on the album as well, right?
Yes, that's who's singing now. This is the song that we featured on New Music Monday.
Right. All right, you want to crank this up a little, Karen? See how people like it. Never knew it could be. Nice. I think I said I liked it when we did it
for
the first
time. Yeah, it's a cute
song. She's a nice voice.
Yeah. So he is premiering a documentary as well, Mr. Horan. On the record, Niall Horan, Flicker. It'll be on Apple Music. Other performers at the 51st Annual CMA Awards, which will be on ABC, by the way. Brad Paisley, Kane Brown, Kelsey Ballerini, Reba, Dierks Bentley, Rascal Flatts. So, be a show you want to watch, Jennifer. Right? A lot of people.
I always tune in for this, too. This is the one that Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley host, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they do a great job. They're so fun together.
They have great chemistry, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's just like we do. Jennifer,
yes.
Kara, Victoria, and Doug. Great chemistry on the DJV show at 28 past the hour. It's a sight I can't describe. Oh,
I must be seeing blind. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Before after the hour, I remind you that you're tuned to the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, along with Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, looking around the world, around the country, back to New York. We tend to gravitate because Jennifer's in California, Victoria's in New York, and that's where a lot of activity, let's face it, there's lots of activity in these two areas of the country, so we get to talk oftentimes more about things going on there, not just because Jen and Victoria are in those places, but because they're the seat of lots of activity. For example, the New York Attorney General, Mr. Schneiderman, is investigating the Weinstein Company for civil rights violations. We all are on the sexual harassment side. You know the 50 women so far have come forward accusing him of assault, yep, and harassment, that kind of stuff? Wow.
And I bet you there are way, way more out there.
Probably there
He's
are.
He's worked with a lot of women in his career.
Yep. And as much as I love George Clooney said he had no idea that this was going on. So is Matt Damon. Ben Affleck said the same thing, even though people are saying Ben Affleck and Matt Damon did know. I mean, it's such a yucky web.
Yeah. It is.
Matt Damon keeps trying to talk his way out of it, but he keeps putting his foot in his mouth. He was on Good Morning America with Clooney talking about this, and it turns out he said he knew about Gwyneth and her run-in with Harvey Weinstein because Ben Affleck dated Gwyneth after she broke up with Brad Pitt. So he said he knew about that, but then they filmed The Talented Mr. Ripley together, Gwyneth and Matt, and Harvey Weinstein produced it. So he said they never talked about it because he said he figured Gwyneth had handled it. I mean, that's like the... It just seems like that's just not the right language to use. And I know he probably means well, but he just keeps putting his foot in his mouth.
I should just be quiet. Go away and leave it alone.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the New York Times reporting today that pretty much everybody in the company knew what was going on. He was paying women off here and there. It's not like a leap to figure out what was going on. This is beyond the pale. And so there are a lot of people that are just running away from this company, even though they've changed the name back to what it was before, and it's apparently for sale. But there's people are going to not want to have... It's just the stench that's attached to it. You don't want to be associated with it, period. End of story. So Channing Tatum, among others, has scrapped plans for an upcoming project with the company. He's a lot... He's sort of not the next generation, but he's, I suppose, the Matt Damon... excuse me, Ben Affleck. He's... I think he's in, like, 34, 35, somewhere in that vicinity. And Matt... And Ben, we've got to be approaching their 50s, right? Isn't that, wouldn't you say that that's...
Mid-40s.
Yeah, at least. So, anyway, that goes on. And speaking of being in New York City, self-driving cars. Who in the world thinks
this is a
good idea?
Can't wait for this one.
My God, this is ridiculous. Self-driving cars in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Company called...
Some of the people-driven cars in New York City.
Well, this is Cruise Automation is the self-driving arm of GM, saying that they are going to begin testing their Chevy Volt inside Manhattan next year. Testing in New York had been limited because of a state reg requiring drivers to keep a hand on the wheel at all at all times. Yeah, good luck with that one on this one. But earlier this year, Governor Cuomo announced a one-year pilot project to allow for testing of these self-driving cars. Why? Why do we need them? There is no need for these things.
Well,
maybe a desire.
It's like fighting, I mean, fighting the resistance now at this point is just, it's, there's no point to it. It's,
yeah.
It, it just, it's happening. It just have to either get on board, and it's sure that there's some sort of incentive for the state of New York with grants or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, this is like saying, this is like giving in to technology. Like, this is the first step in technology taking over everybody's lives. It's bad enough that we have all of these devices that people walk around like zombies using, and, you know, the kids can't think anymore. They don't have to because they just ask Siri and they get the answer to the question. So what are we doing to ourselves as a nation, as a culture, as an entity? We're basically, whether we know it or not, we're eliminating our value as human beings. If you, you know, everybody needs to have some sort of value or sense of self-worth, and doing things constructively for a living or otherwise, even if you don't have to make a living, things that you do, if you volunteer your time, all of these things are going up in smoke. All these ways of being productive are being taken away by some machine. I think it's abysmal, horrible.
Well, I mean, in this case, the argument that they're making for self-driving cars is, I think the stat was...
All of the accidents and deaths.
37,000 deaths from human error. And so they're saying that these self-driving cars can maybe cut down or maybe even eliminate those human error crashes.
So you're going to have the perfect human being.
Yep.
Perfect life.
Well, I mean, the problem, I don't know about how it works in other cities, but the problem of having this in New York is the self-driving car will not move if there's anyone in front of it. And if you've ever driven in New York City, there's constantly someone in front of you walking in and out of traffic. I mean, jaywalking is just a way of life in New York City. So that means all of the traffic is going to be backed up because these self-driving cars won't proceed until it's completely clear in front of them. And that's like, that doesn't happen in New York.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a traffic nightmare.
They're doing this in California with the driverless cars start. I think next year sometime they're going to start testing it. So if you're driving along the freeway, you're going to look over and see an unpiloted car.
It's a car. Yeah, nobody
you
in it.
Can't deal with it. I know.
Awful. All right, let's see what we have. A little travel news or a little more travel news going from cars to planes. In fact, Delta, which is the third, is it Delta the first? It's, no, yeah, United second. Americans first, United second, Delta's third. Looking for new flight attendants. Every year they hire about 1,000. Last year I think they hired 1,200. So they have posted openings for flight attendant positions. 150,000 people applied for the jobs last year. So if that number, or you hold that number out, that means what, 1% of those who applied actually get hired? So far this year, they have 125,000 applications for the hiring that'll take place in 2018. Why? Is this a... Wow.
Well, the thing about this is, apparently, obviously, they're very picky if they only hire 1% of the people. I think it's like a six...
And they still don't...
It's
still
like a six-layer bean dip of processing to get through to a final interview. You have to record yourself on video, and then, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And then you have to go to the training part, which is like, you know, flight attendant boot camp.
Eight weeks in Atlanta for them,
And all you get is $35,000 a year?
Yeah, all kinds of
plus
perks.
I mean, you get, you get free travel or I guess
you can do other work around. A lot of people that
that's,
are just,
I can't believe that they don't pay more than that.
My sister makes, my sister's 70, let's see, 1944, so she's 73. She has been a flight attendant for Delta since she was 20. She started, when she was 20, she got a job working for Delta. She left to have her family, went back to work for them. She had a knee operation. They told her she couldn't come back. So she retired when she was 67 or 68. Last year they called her up and said, you want to come back to work?
What does she do specifically? Yeah. Because why would you want to be in your 70s and want
she
to
loves
do
it.
That?
She loves it. She loves the people. She loves getting away from her husband. She likes going. She and her best friend travel. They bid all the routes together, so they figure it out. So that they have all this. They have, like, you can imagine, after all these years of seniority that they have, they could take the easiest job that they could take, one trip a week to the Orient from Minneapolis where she lives. So they could go on one trip to Beijing or Seoul or wherever it is that, you know, they fly out of Minneapolis to, and come back. You have to do that one night a week overnight. That's it. That's all she has to do. But she loves going into Northwest, which was taken over by Delta, and that's who she worked for originally. She didn't work for Delta. She worked for Northwest. They took over Republic Airways, which was the little puddle jumper feeder service around the upper Midwest. So they'd fly from Minneapolis to Bozeman and Minneapolis to Saskatchewan, and she loved those. They'd go away on a 3 or 4 day trip, and they'd be up and down 3 or 4 times during the day, and they'd go to the hotel at night, and they'd read their books and gossip about their husbands and how they're happier to be in the hotel than they are.
It's a lot of husband theme here.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, but she's making about She makes about $45,000 a year.
And that, I mean, in her case,
likes it.
Yeah, in that case, it sounds like it's almost like a part-time job, so like that makes sense.
It is.
But
yeah,
these are full-time starting positions at $35,000.
Yeah,
is
but you can't, they only allow you to be in the air 114 hours a month. So you'll get...
Wait, 114, I'm bad at math. 114
so
hours.
106, that's less than... Two, okay, so that's about right. That's 3 weeks a year that you're, 3 weeks a month that you're up there.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of time to themselves because they're not supposed to be up. Yeah, but anyway, but that's not a lot of money. You're right. Yeah, not a lot of money.
And it just seems like, you know, we expect, and I'm only saying this as a consumer, we expect a lot from flight attendants.
Yeah.
And as soon as they don't do something that we think is acceptable, it's a huge issue. Like, it affects the whole airline. It affects the whole flight. I mean, it affects a lot of people. And you would just think that you would want to have the best possible people and then have them be paid. I mean, if you look at the equivalent of other jobs that pay $35,000, I mean, there's a big gap there between the level of responsibility that a flight attendant has versus, you know, a starting salary receptionist at $35,000. I mean, that's what the equivalent would be. So I just think that there's something that's really off there, and I don't know why that has never been remedied.
Well, it is because they can get people. Look at all the people applying. They don't have to remedy it. That's all they have to pay.
I guess people just want the free travel then.
They want the free travel. Yep, but if you try to book free travel, there are Bob, our GM's son, is a pilot for a feeder airline for Delta and American. And some days he's flying a plane. They're all the same planes, but one of them, one day he may be flying for American, the next day he'd be flying for Delta, and he's gotten himself into the front, the left-hand seat, and his next stop will be the right-hand seat in a plane that actually he's actually working for Delta or American. And but they don't make a lot of money. They're making about the same amount of money these kids are doing this. They're not making a lot of dough. $45,000-$50,000 a year for some of these starting positions.
But they
in the
get
chicks, sitting up front. Well, but Bob, the reason I told you the story is because Bob, as a relative, can fly anywhere he wants without having to pay for it. You just
pretty
have
nice.
To be in the right place at the right time to get a seat. That's all. But he's been accommodated very well anytime he goes anywhere. He doesn't usually have to. My sister, on the other hand, because she mostly comes to Boston from Minneapolis to be with her kids and the rest of the family, she comes here once or twice a month, and sometimes because of a very popular route, and they're running, I think, only six or seven trips in each direction a day, sometimes she waits a day before she can get a seat, unless she wants to sit in the jump seat. If she wants to sit in the jump seat, she's, you know, it's fine. But if you want to sit in a seat, sometimes you got to wait a while. All right, as long as we're talking about this kind of a job, if you're in the market and thinking to yourself, okay, wow, this would be good. I'd like to go to work for Delta or one of the other airlines. How do I do that? Well, you'll find if you will look at a group of companies, including the airlines, that post on ZipRecruiter that look for people to work. They're not looking. They don't have to look for a ZipRecruiter for flight attendants because they just put out the word on their social media pages and everybody applies. But there are other jobs, mechanics, things, and I think, Kara, you can speak to this because your dad works in the field, if you will, at BWI, and it's hard to find good people that are trustworthy, that really fill the bill, that have the intellectual stimulus, the physical prowess to be able to do some of these jobs. So the point I'm making here is that when these people are looking for a very specific type of hire, they go to ZipRecruiter.com. So the advice that I have for you that I hope, well, a lot of you have been taking it, obviously, because these people are still happy to be here with us telling the message about ZipRecruiter and how different it is. You can post your job to all these hundreds of sites. Just one click. That's it. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them and brings them to you. You don't have to juggle emails. You don't have to call into the office to see who's applying. All you have to do is screen them, rate them, and manage them into the fold so you can see by using their dashboard what's best for you. So find out right now if you're looking for a new person why ZipRecruiter has been used by all these businesses of all sizes all around the country with immediate and positive results. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yes, you don't have to call anybody. Just go online and use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV free. ZipRecruiter free the first time around by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJB Experience, time for us to bring in our friend Warren Eckstein, who is the pet. I was going to say the pet host of the pet show. He's somebody's pet. It'd be Denise's pet, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Warren's lovely wife. All right. Warren is the host of the pet show, heard every weekend around the country. Also, the proprietor and formulator of a fabulous line of vitamins and minerals for your dog and your cat, two separate entities, because cats need less than dogs do, because they are just less being than a dog is. So, hugs and kisses for cats, hugs and kisses for dogs, at hugsandkisses.com. So in a moment, let's focus in on Halloween, because between now and this weekend, a lot of circumstances will present themselves that will be bad for your dog. So let's get to some common sense rules and regs, if you will, in just a moment from Warren.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in!
Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Before we get to our discussion of Halloween dangers for your dog, I thought you'd be interested to know this, Warren. I'm going to Italy next week, and I was looking at a couple of the things in this area where I'm going. Is a very special area, a very sensitive, sweet area. And the town council in Turin has just granted or has passed an ordinance that everybody who has a sick dog deserves time off. So if you have a sick dog, you can get time off from work. For caring for the sick dog. I don't know, that's pretty
No, it's a great impressive. It's a great idea. Yeah. I talked a little bit about that. I think it's a fabulous idea. I mean, to people that have pets, their pets are just as important to them as any member of the family.
Yeah.
If your dog or cat is sick and you need a couple of days off, I think you should be able to get them.
Yep. All right, so Halloween candy, very bad for the dog. Chocolate, anything. You wouldn't want your dog to be able to get into any of whatever the stash is that your children get. Candles are no good. What else? What do you tell people about being...
A lot of things. First of all, obviously we know the chocolate, but it's not just the chocolate. It's the other candies as well. Even wrappers. Dogs and cats can choke on wrappers, so you want to get those candies out of the way, especially if there's anything that's kind of like has xylitol in it. We know how dangerous xylitol can be, so if someone gives your kids chewing gum or some candy that has xylitol, check that out. Also, never leave your dogs and cats outside during Halloween, because what happens is some crazy people out there, they can throw things over the fence, get your dog sick, so you don't want to make sure that your dogs and cats are inside. Keep them away from the door. Let me give you an example. The normally friendly dog, you can have the friendliest dog in the world, this beautiful golden retriever that loves everyone, looks everyone, but all of a sudden the kid next door is not the kid next door. He's dressed as some scary looking thing, and
yeah,
your dog may react negatively. So that's important. Also important is to make sure you keep pumpkins and stuff away. Everyone puts candles in the pumpkins. They light them. Dogs, cats knock them over. That's important. Now here's the big one. Should you or should you not dress up your dog or cat for Halloween? That's the question. Now, personally, my dogs walk around butt naked. That's just me. However, saying that, if your dog enjoys it, and a lot of dogs really enjoy putting on clothes, if they enjoy it and you enjoy it, I don't have a problem with them. Just don't take them trick-or-treating with you. That's not a good thing. That's real important. Make sure your dogs and cats have IDs on them for Halloween. You know, there's some crazy people out there, especially if you have a black cat or a black dog. Just make sure they're kept inside. Use common sense. And what I recommend that you do is buy a little treat bag, put that in a room with the dog, and this way when you want to give the dog a treat, he's getting a treat of his own. He's not getting something that can really hurt him. Just having a safe, happy Halloween is very, very dangerous out there for dogs and cats this time of year.
Make sure you keep your dog's ID on them as well in case they get lost in the crowd.
And up to date. A lot of people have the chips. Make sure you keep those chips up to date. If you move and your phone number changes, what good is the old one?
Not much. Charlotte used to wear a tutu on Halloween. It was a sight to behold. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show on DJV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.